This is Dead British.
One brave improviser has no idea which character from history they're about to play, but thankfully, our interviewer knows everything about them.
Hello, hello. I'm Rebecca Macmillan, and every episode we use a trout pate sandwich, 6 AA batteries, and a Rubik's Cube to bring back a character from British history. Due to that process, some or all of our historical characters' memories might have been affected. So although I know who I'm about to talk to, they don't. So here, finding out who they are at the same time that you do, they're British, they were dead, please welcome Emmeline Pankhurst.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Emmeline is, of course, known for organising the UK suffragette movement and helped women win the right to vote in the UK. Pankhurst caused controversy for her militant tactics, including arson, assaulting police officers, and breaking windows. In 1903, Pankhurst founded the Women's Social and Political Union, WSPU, which advocated for deeds, not words, to secure votes for women. Emmeline, welcome!
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's absolute pleasure. So, Emmeline, you were born in Manchester, of course, and became involved in the women's rights and labour movement at a very young age. How old were you?
It was literally in utero. So, I was just there. Didn't even realise I was even a person. And I knew, like, something was not right. And it was my rights. I came out just like this. It hurt. Fist in the air. Yeah. It was painful for my mother, that's what you sign up for, isn't it, when you give birth?
Absolutely. I mean, it must have been very difficult for your mother with such an activist infant on her hands.
Definitely. I fought for everything. Juice rights, shorter nap times, and longer play times. Those were the pressing issues at the time.
Yeah, we actually have your mum. We've brought her back as well.
Oh, wow.
She's got something she'd like to say to you now.
Hello, darling. I just thought I'd say I'm terribly proud of you, and I very much think that you deserved all that juice after all.
Oh, so lovely. I feel like sometimes when people die, they become much nicer. She wasn't like that when she was alive.
So you obviously were shocked by some of the conditions that you saw in Manchester's workhouses. After you founded the WSPU, you were arrested for encouraging people to use violent tactics to advance women's suffrage. What kind of tactics were you encouraging people to do?
Writing letters with red pens, passive-aggressive behaviours, not wearing deodorant, regular violence.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an oldie and a goodie, that's what I say.
Yeah, you obviously ran into trouble for that, particularly the deodorant.
Yes. The whole of Manchester was closed down for 2 weeks because of my body odour. Is it something I'm proud of? No. Did I do it for the rights of women? Yes.
Yeah. When you were sent to prison as well, they did, at that time, force feed you.
It was just really, really horrible. There were small meals. They said I could either have chicken or fish. I didn't want either of those things, but they tried to force feed me, and I was like, no. They didn't let me bring anything in. They checked my shoes before I went in. I couldn't take a full size toothpaste in either. It was really difficult.
That must have been really, really hard, yeah. And what else was the prison like? Did you make friends in the prison? Were you...
It was difficult at times, but there were some lulls. When I did decide to eat, when I went off hunger strike, just the nosh with the gals was absolutely amazing. It was a time where we could just, like, come together and have a great laugh.
Yeah, we've got some of the ladies that you were imprisoned with
here. Is it Bertha?
Bertha is actually here. We've brought her back.
It is me. Hey up. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, Bertha, she is a mad one. Definitely.
I once sharpened a toothbrush.
And shanked someone.
So you and
classic Bertha.
You were pretty inseparable in prison then.
Yeah, but we shared a cell. So it was mandated, but we were me and Bertha. B&M, that's what we were called.
B&M, the famous duo.
Yes.
Yeah, once you were released, obviously, when you were free, you travelled quite a lot between the UK and the US
yes.
to advance the cause of suffrage for women.
Yes.
And you would make speeches. One of your most famous ones was entitled Freedom or Death. Could you give us a little bit of that now, maybe?
Yeah, so it went a little bit like... And then I went into, obviously, the rack break, which I'm known for.
Yep.
But I don't want to bore people. It's been done, isn't it? It's been done so many times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us that snippet of it.
Yes, you're welcome.
You did shock people at the end of your life. You know, you did actually decide to join the Conservative Party and run for Parliament as a Conservative and, you know, run for being an MP.
Yeah.
What did you say to people who were like, what?
I was just like, shut your mouth. I've been fighting for a really long time and now I want to join the dark side. I mean, now I want to join a different fight.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Haters gonna hate, really. Another one of my classic sayings.
Yes, we have some of your one of your campaign team here with us tonight. Yes, George is here.
What's up, Emily?
What's up, George? Oh. Great times on the campaign trail.
Conservative Party for life.
I love the Conservative Party. There's just gotta love them, man. Them.
Yes, absolutely. What can you tell us about the Conservative Party? And like, were their parties better than the parties that you had in prison?
There ain't no party like a Conservative Party. That's what I'll say. They top three things I'll tell you about the Conservative Party. There is a lot of dudes in the Conservative Party. The snacks aren't that great, but the parties and the benefits are. So who wouldn't want to be part of that, really?
No, absolutely.
And I feel like I wanted to just go inside the belly of the beast and make that change.
So now we really want to dive deep into the Women's Social and Political Union, the WPSU. You had a daughter, Christabel, who you campaigned with. She got thrown out of a Liberal Party meeting. What did she do? What did she get up to deserve that?
She was just speaking her mind, and that really startled a lot of people there. But that's how I just raised Chrissy to be. I wanted her to speak her mind. Did she need to strip a streak to do that? I would say at that time, no, but I wasn't there. I'm not in her mind, so I can't say that. Did she need to release all those cats as well? Again, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure.
She also obviously assaulted a police officer as well. Would you say that you have, really an affinity with her then? Do you feel like you're very similar in your tactics?
I feel like, yeah, definitely. But obviously I'm her mother. I came before her. So definitely she's going to be inspired by a lot of things that I do. She has got the vibe of like F the police. But it's more about not the police and obviously the people that are in it. It's more about like the establishment that she's fighting against. She actually took over her preschool once. They had to go down a lockdown for 6 months. Obviously the children came out stronger than when they went in before. Some of them had teeth, some of them went in without teeth, and then they grew teeth. Just a normal human process, nothing strange that happened in there.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't there, I'm not quite sure.
No.
But yes.
I'd like to see now, we're going to see a little clip of you with your daughter at home and just showing us how you raised her to be the woman she was.
Hello, Emmy.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, okay, let's do the things that we practice. So I'm going to show up some flashcards.
Okay.
And I just want you to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
I've got this.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Here is a picture of a police officer.
Throw a cat.
Beautiful. Well done. Here's a picture of a man shushing a woman.
Yeet a cat.
Beautiful. Here's a picture of a really long queue.
Launch multiple cats.
Oh, I love you, darling. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mum. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to get my shepherd's crook. All of my kittens have gone missing.
You go, girl.
Now, that segues nicely because at one point the government instigated the Cat and Mouse Act, which was making hunger-striking women, you know, keeping them in jail, out of jail, in jail, out of jail, like a cat after a mouse.
Mm. I didn't stay in that long because they made, like, the T-shirts, Free Emmy. That really just, got me out of prison.
because you were in prison, you know, released and back in again. You served, you know, 30 days a year and you were like constantly being...
My card was definitely stamped. I got my free cappuccino in the end. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I'd love to see what it was like with you and your Bezzy mate, Bertha, in the cell.
Day 106, it seems.
It's going to be my favourite one, I can tell. You know why?
Why, Bertha?
Because I'm with you.
Bertha, stop this.
I won't, because I love you.
People can hear us, Bertha. Stop it.
I know they can, and I don't care.
Put your hand down, Bertha. This is for when lockdown's on.
Shh.
I love you, Bertha.
I love you too.
B&M forever.
B&M bargains.
Quiet in the cell! You're supposed to be miserable! You're in love!
Sorry, Clive.
So, the suffragettes, you invented a form of martial art called suffragitsu.
Yes.
Based on jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Can you tell us some of the moves that are special moves that suffragitsu has, could you?
Yeah, definitely. So we had some radical moves. So what we would do is, and you can do this at home if you want to, you'll grab your long skirt, you'll lift it up, show your ankles, and then people would just be shocked by the amount of skin that you're showing. So we were pretty radical in the time.
Amazing. What's that called, that move?
That's called the rise and dies. yeah, the rise and dies.
The rise and dies.
Yeah, because you rise up and then those people dies.
Let's see a little clip of some of this suffragitsu in action.
All right, ladies, you just stand back, all right? I'm not afraid of nothing.
Well, we're not afraid of nothing either. Check out these ankles.
Ha! Oh, my God. God.
He's died.
Yes. Crazy things.
Amazing. It must have kept you fit as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Just doing all that training.
Mm.
Brilliant. So, in the 1918...
Great year.
Because obviously the Representation of People Act granted votes to women over the age of 30 and votes to all men over the age of 21.
Yes.
How do you feel about the difference?
Okay, so I feel like I was just going to take my wins where I could take it, but I feel like at the age of 21, at least if we can have that age for men, one day that age would be for women as well, and we would have that equality.
Would you say that the men voting at 21 would vote differently by the time they reach 30? Do you think that would be the same for women? Would women vote differently at 21 than at 30?
I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gotten more angry, probably, because as you get older, you're more aware of the injustices that are going on. And I suppose you're maybe more equipped to have that vote. But at the end of the day, I understand that at the time, men were a lot slower. So they had to start voting at 21 just to get up to
mentally slower.
Mentally slower at the time. Yes.
Yeah. So that was equal. A man of 21 had the same faculty. A woman. Yeah. I get
yes,
it. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they need to have their head start.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
In order to build up. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Let's see the voting booth. The first time that you went to vote as a woman.
Right, ladies, this is us. Indeed. Thank you, Rachel. Has everyone got their pencil?
Oh, yes, I brought mine from home.
Beautiful. Has everyone got their sharpener or just a knife? Because to sharpen that or to shiv anyone that tries to stop us?
I've got my sharpened toothbrush.
I love you, Bertha.
B&M bargains.
Not now, Bertha.
Sorry.
Right, ladies, it's going to be difficult. There are going to be some people that are going to want to stop us from voting. And what do?
We shiv them.
Great.
Well, your maiden name was Goulden, Emmeline Goulden, and you grew up amongst 10 children. Do you remember all their names?
Yes, they were all called Emmeline.
Yeah, great.
Our family weren't rich. They couldn't afford that many letters or that much of a lexicon. So we did what we could.
Recycled the same birth certificate each time.
Of course, yeah.
And was it confusing at home?
Sometimes it was difficult. But what our parents would do was they'd just make eye contact with the Emmeline that they're speaking to. But also sometimes you get away with things. They'll be like, Emmeline, put away your shank. And I'll be like, which one are you talking to?
We're actually going to see a little bit of that now.
Now, come along, girls. It's time to go to school. Emmeline, pick up your bag, please. That's you, Emmeline, not the other Emmeline.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I couldn't possibly be me.
Oh, Emmeline, you know who I'm talking to. If you just please pick up your bag, it's time to go to school.
But I have my bag in my hand, Papa.
Not you, Emmeline. Emmeline.
Me?
Yes, you!
But I don't have a bag.
No, not you, Emmeline. The Emmeline standing behind Emmeline.
What, me? This Emmeline?
Emmeline, you're 26. There's no problem for you.
Is it me, this Emmeline?
No, it's not you, Emmeline. I'm talking to you, Emmeline.
Is it me?
Yes, you, for the second time.
So, Emmeline, you then went, when you were a bit older, to a French finishing school.
Yes.
Under the direction of Marchef Girard.
Oh.
Can you tell us, what did you love about France? Did you love France?
The French fancies. They were absolutely delicious.
Fondant. The French fondant fancies.
Oh, in France we call them French fancies. Sorry, have you not travelled much?
No. I
can understand. It's just lost in translation. Definitely the French fancies. I enjoyed the freeness of the people, and I enjoyed just being out of the country. Really, girls gone wild, so to say. Really.
Absolutely. But you married, didn't you? In 1879, you married Richard Marsden Pankhurst. And he was the author of the first women's suffrage bill in Great Britain. And was it that attracted you to him or something else?
He had a great tushy. And I'm not sorry to say it. I enjoy a good tushy, and he had a good tushy. Did I believe in his thoughts, his views, and the rights for women that he backed? Yes, but also the tushy.
And we're going to see the moment that you two first clapped eyes on each other. Richard and Emmeline.
Oh. Votes for women!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just dropped my placard. Here, let me pick it up.
Oh, no, let me pick it up. Oops, we seem to have bumped bottoms.
Oh, how improper.
Maybe I like it to be improper.
How about we ditch this popsicle stand, you and me, and get ourselves a chai latte?
Let's do it. And I still don't know what a chai latte is.
No.
But I just followed him.
You had them at your wedding, though. Chai latte all round. And you had five children. Christabel, Sylvia, Adela, Frank, and Harry.
Those were definitely their names.
Yes. And now we know that Christabel was your favourite. You mentioned that you did activism with her.
I don't want to say it was my favourite, but that is the truth. But I don't want to say that.
No. Now, Adela was a socialist and Sylvia was a pacifist. So, you know, they obviously took their own paths in life.
Lots of fists.
What about the boys?
Do you know what? I'm not proud to say this. Sometimes, being a working mother as I was, it was difficult to have eyes over all of my children. And sometimes the boys went to the wayside. So
that was a place where you put them?
Yes, they went to the wayside. It was a boys' finishing school where they just taught them to just be good human beings and take responsibility for their actions. Radical at the time and still now.
We're going to see you dropping them off at the wayside, Frank and Harry.
Right, boys, it's a goodbye for another term.
This finishing school is full of utter peons. Like, I feel like I can't express myself in the way that I do at home.
And I struggle to go to the bathroom with so many of the boys around.
They make us go all at once, where we have to pee in each other's company in every part of
linked
the situation.
Hands. There's a bathroom the length of
Listen,
the building.
No listen, one's allowed to forget their buddy.
Listen, boys, yes, it may be difficult, but listen to this. I'm a fully grown woman. I am your mother, and yet I cannot own property without your father. I have just recently got the vote, and every time I try and speak my views, I get shut down. So sometimes you're going to have to go pee-pee, holding hands. Okay?
A good okay, point, mom. Well made.
Yeah, really good.
See you later, boys.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, wonderful maternal moment there. Now, your daughter Adela, you actually paid for her to... You didn't get on with it. She was the socialist one. And
I paid for her to be kidnapped, yes.
Yeah. Kidnapped and taken to Australia and you never saw her again.
No, I sometimes think about her. It was a difficult decision I had to make as a parent. But I felt like Australia was the place for her with all the convicts.
And if you could say something to her now, what would that be? We've got her here tonight. Maybe you could actually say it to her.
Wow.
Hello, Mum. No, long time no see.
Hello. Firstly, I want to say that that was many years ago, and I can understand why you might be quite standoffish.
Standoffish? I'm outright furious, Mum.
One thing I want to ask you is, what do you think is better? Neighbours or home on the way?
Don't make me choose, Mum. I love those equally. You know that from the correspondence we've had while we've been away. Sure, the messaging system meant that we could only send each other letters once every 3 months, but you know that home and away and neighbours are equal children of mine.
No one can be equal. There's always going to be a favourite. I should know that.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, wow.
Really amazing to hear you connecting again with your daughter, Adela. As we know, the ultimate celebration of someone's life is musical theatre. Emmeline, it must have been incredibly flattering to have your life turned into a musical. What about Pankhurst the musical did you most enjoy?
I love the way that it genuinely centred around my life, my feelings and my love affair with Bertha.
Yeah, there's a very, very touching duet between yourself and Bertha, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear that now. It's really very special.
Hey, B.
Hey, Em.
Want to get down to my bunk and get funky?
My love for you, it grows every day. Come sunshine or the rain, I love for you's the same.
I love you, Bertha. Hey, B, I like your fun bags and your personality. And I feel like when I'm close to you, I'm more me.
My heart's a sharpened toothbrush. I wanna shank you with my love.
Shank, 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 shank.
What we feel for one another transcends humans. It comes from above.
Top bunk, loving, getting funky in those sheets. Bertha, you're my one and only. Would you like to be this? Bertha.
Yes.
Bertha.
Oh.
Bertha.
M.
Bertha.
M.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
B&M Bargains.
Absolutely beautiful. It's given me goosebumps, actually.
I feel like she's in the room with me now.
Yes, it's very erotically charged. Mm. Very erotically charged.
We are very erotic women.
Yes, yeah, I can imagine.
So you don't have to. Oh, sorry. I've just been dead for years. It's been a long time.
Yes, yes, it has been a long time. So, We're going to hear another number now from the musical of your life. And this is, it's a really, really fun number about the suffragitsu martial art that was invented. It's about the women's suffrage movement and the those moves that they used. Yes, it's a very, very upbeat number. So I think we're going to see that now.
Awesome. Chop. Huh. Chop.
Hey.
Chop.
Ha.
Chop.
Hey.
Grab your skirts and lift them up. We're gonna fudge people up today. Grab your skirts and lift them up. We're gonna fudge people today. Have you got your shank in one hand? Have you got your fist in the other? Are you ready to thrust it into the hearts of people that don't agree with you? Yes, I said it!
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle. 'Cause this is suffragitsu. Ha!
Hey!
Yeah.
Want to tangle? Show them your ankle.
Flash that flesh.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
Make sure it's creamed.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
Scandalous.
'Cause this is suffragitsu. Ha!
Suffragitsu.
Hi.
Thank you, ladies, for coming here, for training with me, for sweating with me.
Votes for women.
Votes for women. Women. You know what you want to do, Gladys. Take it away, baby.
I'm gonna see that cup. I'm gonna knock his socks off. And then I'm going to get my goddamn rocks off. Gonna sharpen my quill, and I'm gonna do my will. I'm going to get my vote off.
Yes, chop!
If you want to tangle, hey, show them your ankle.
Flash, flash, flash.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
Shame.
If you want to tangle, show them your ankle.
And more if you dare.
'Cause this is suffragitsu.
Ha!
Chai!
Ha!
Flash the flesh.
Flash. What a protest song. It just takes me back.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, obviously that's become a real favourite of protesters ever since.
Yeah, it's been covered by Lizzo, Beyonce, John Legend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Certainly I'll be going home singing that in my car. So, yes, we've got another number now. And this is your personal favourite, isn't it?
Yes, it's called L. For unknown reasons, but when you hear the song, you'll know why it's called L. I'm not going to give anything else away. I think that'll be more helpful that way, don't you think?
All right, you two in that cell. I don't want you to be doing getting up to no funny business now. I'm going to go take my break.
There's nothing funny about love, Bertha.
Damn right, M.
Bertha, wanna make love to you.
I want to make your dreams come true.
Bertha, I want to spread your flaps. Spread your flaps.
Spread my flaps.
Bertha, I want to make love to you.
I want to make your dreams come true.
Bertha, you know how you can do that, babe. Take a flap in one hand, a flap in the other, and raise.
Flipping L.
Spreading my flaps.
I'll just get under it.
Spreading my flag.
Like a magic carpet above your head.
Spreading my flaps for you, making your dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
Making love to you. Spreading my flaps.
Bertha, we've got to stop this. The chafing alone.
I know, and this is supposed to go out before 9 p.m.
I'm talking about the flaps on the tent we've made.
This tent that is our love.
The tent of love. Bertha. Let me unzip this tent. Raise those flaps, I'm gonna come in.
Climb on in here. There's room for two.
Oh, it's so warm and moist.
Flipping out.
Spread my flaps.
It's a tent.
Flipping out.
Spread my flaps.
Just camping.
Flipping, 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 flipping out.
Just spread. Please do.
Thanks for the consent.
Right, I'm back from my break. Wait, who's put a tent up in here?
Thank you, everyone, to the incredible cast of Pankhurst the Musical. This has been the life of Emmeline Pankhurst, as brought to life by Monica Gaga, Ed Farger, Liam Webber, and Sam Marshall. I'm Rebecca McMillan, and this has been Dead British.
Dead British, the improvised history show on Union Jack Radio.